1st, unsealed court documents are shedding more light on a pain treatment center in Milwaukee that was raided by federal drug enforcement agents this March. Authorities seized hundreds of medical and business records after flagging the clinic as a potential overprescriber of opioid painkillers. It's the latest facility in the Milwaukee area to come under federal investigation in the last year for alleged mishandling of addictive drugs like OxyContin. Bruce Felmetti is a reporter covering legal affairs for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, let's start with this most recent federal raid you just wrote about at a clinic called the Milwaukee Pain Treatment Center. What are we learning about why the Drug Enforcement Agency was looking into it?
It appears they were looking into it for the same reason they've looked at other clinics in this area. They have all kinds of indicators now, stemming from their finally stepped-up crackdown about opioid abuse. One is they get calls from patients, former staff, and critically pharmacists who notice, you know, what they consider inappropriate levels or combinations of drugs, or you know, frequency of customers or where they're coming from, and they alert all this to authorities who now have all this information to kind of piece together and find places that may or may not be abusing, you know, their prescription powers.
Now, the DEA released a lot of information about their warrants. As I understand it, there are no charges yet, but what are some of the points of concern raised in these searches?
Well, the most recent one was, as you mentioned, it was 56 pages. It was a little more detailed than some of the others that we've written about here in the Milwaukee area. And it's because I think it's just a bigger clinic that's been in operation longer. The things they point out are, these are factors that the investigators say are red flags for pill seekers. They call people who may not be using them for legitimate pain treatment, that are maybe using them to get high or to sell to other users. And what they're noticing are, you know, the doctors, now this is all according to former employees and such, that they're letting people come in and just pay cash and leave with these large prescriptions. The lack of checking for patients' recent conditions and see how they're doing, how are they doing since the last time they prescribed the drugs. I guess they imply that you should be doing more diagnosis each time instead of simply, you know, refilling the prescriptions. They're also looking at things like tests. You do these urine screens at most of these prescription centers. One, to see that you're not using some sort of illegal street drug, but also two, to see that the drugs they've previously prescribed to you are in your system. You know, if they prescribed you a bunch of OxyContin last month and you're supposed to be taking it regularly and you come in for the test and there's none in your system, they kind of like, well, what are you doing with the pills? So all those are kinds of factors that they prompt their concern.
Another point you wrote about that may seem counterintuitive, this pain treatment center was one of the largest prescribers of small-dose painkillers, which it doesn't seem like it makes sense, but it turns out these might be more favored by addicts than higher-dose ones. Why would that be?
I think that's a result of one of the steps taken recent years by the manufacturers at the urging of regulators, I think, that the larger pills, if you crush it, and they've now, you know, you crush all the pills and snort them or inject them to get high or abuse them. And they finally decided to put in an agent in the larger tablets that sort of limits the effectiveness over time, like a time release factor into the pill. But they only did that with the largest pills. And so people who want to abuse them would rather have the smaller pills, which don't have the time release agent built into the pills. And then they see a change at this particular clinic. They claim to have seen a change, you know, a drop off in the larger pills and an increased number of the smaller pills being prescribed.
What have the operators of the Milwaukee Pain Treatment Center said in response to this warrant and the search?
Well, they, unlike most of the owners and subscribers of some of the other places you've written about who haven't said anything, they did release a statement through their lawyer and basically said, look, you know, we've been doing this a long time. It's really complicated stuff for some of these patients to get the right combinations and the right drugs and the right timing. And, you know, that they have changed their approach after the medical community reassessed what's good or bad. They claim they're cooperating. They claim that this is sort of bad faith by the government to unseal the search warrant before any criminal charges are brought, in an effort to kind of force them out of business, you know, by bad publicity.
Talking to Bruce Valmetti from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a recent search at a Milwaukee pain treatment center looking for evidence of improperly prescribed opioid medications. And Bruce, as you've touched on, this is the latest. This isn't the only. Can you talk about some of the other comparable searches you've seen in the Milwaukee area in the last year or so?
I alone have written about, I think, three other searches, and I'm sure there's many that we're not aware of. I think it all kind of started back in, I think, January of 18. The U.S. attorney, both here and in Madison, the two U.S. attorneys sent out letters to, I think it was 181 prescribers around the state, telling them, look, we think, based on this statewide database about, you know, prescription practices, we think maybe you're out of whack. And I don't, my hunch is, they haven't said this, but my hunch is that they then went after the clinics or the prescribers that didn't give them sufficient response to that warning, perhaps, you know, that they're the ones they started to go after. And, you know, the same similar thing, they've looking for the same kinds of red flags that I described, people coming from long distances, people going to several places in a certain short of time. And these are things that the statewide database has really helped all both prescribers and law enforcement kind of crack down on. There's a new statewide database that tracks all the prescriptions. So if I'm a doctor and you come into my clinic and I have sort of curious about your demeanor or what you claim is your history, I can look you up and find out that, oh, you have been getting a lot of painkillers from a lot of different doctors over a short period. That might tell me, you know, you go should see somebody else. Same thing if you're a pharmacy. If you are suspicious of someone coming in with a prescription, you can find out how many other prescriptions they've gotten for how many kinds of pills from different places over a certain time. And it helps them flag this to law enforcement, and law enforcement can also add information. If they go to a scene of a near fatal overdose, for instance, and they find out about a patient, they can alert the database and say, you know, this person had what we think is a suspicious near fatal overdose, and that can go on the record. So all kind of has helped, I think, eliminate and reduce some of the improper prescribing.
For those other facilities you've reported on, what's their current status? Are they still in operation or have they been shut down?
Well, the one that's led to an actual indictment was a place called the Clinical Pain Consultants out by the Mayfair Mall. They've been shut down because you know, they were charged. It's a woman who is, I think, a nurse practitioner and was allowed to prescribe. That case is still pending, but they recently, superseding indictment was recently filed, adding a count claiming that somebody did fatally overdose at, like, 2 or 3 days after getting a big prescription of opioids from this clinic. So that case is pending. The others were kind of hard to tell if they were open or not anyway, because they were kind of small and had erratic hours. So I can't swear that they've all been shut down. I know that probably most have at least cut back and have become a much more concerned about how they're doing things, and now they know they're being investigated. And I've gotten a lot of phone calls from patients from another kind of a small clinic in Brookfield. After we wrote about the review there, several patients either emailed or called me to say, boy, you know, it's too bad, this was the last guy that I could go to, and sort of defending his practice of giving them the pain medications they need to even get on with life. These are people who claim that, you know, they legitimately need the pain medications, and he was their sort of last resort for them, and now they're in pain and chronic and can't function.
And I know that's a big concern here. If people who are in pain and are, I guess, legitimately using these drugs, or even people who are addicted to these kind of sketchily obtained prescription drugs, the concern is, are they then going to turn to unreliable street drugs? Who knows what the dosage is? Is this a concern being brought up as these investigations are going on?
I think that's a concern that actually prompted a lot of the investigation. You know, we had the heroin death binge a couple of years ago that started, and many, many, many of those people had been addicted to legal prescription drugs, either that they had been prescribed themselves and became addicted to, or, you know, started using from people who had them legitimately and sold them to them. So I think that, yeah, that is a big concern. But it's also a concern that there are some legitimate patients who are now having a hard time managing their pain because they were used to getting a certain dosage of opioids. And that was addressed also by the Dr. Stein response. I mean, he pointed out that the CDC itself just recently kind of issued an update on this guidance that it issues to prescribers about opioids, saying, hey, we've come to understand that in response to our last guidance, you all have been maybe cutting back too much too soon, you know, leaving some deserving patients sort of out on a limb. And so they kind of reminded practitioners, look, you know, we're not trying to indict everybody. We want you to just cut back if you're over-prescribing, but that doesn't mean just stop prescribing opioids to everybody because some people legitimately still need them.
We'll leave it there for now. Bruce, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be on.
Bruce Valmetti is a reporter covering legal affairs for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to talk about a series of federal investigations into Milwaukee area clinics for alleged overprescribing of opioid painkillers.